Hello, and welcome to XI Cafe, the experience improvement podcast brought to you by InMoment. My name is Corey Lindsay. I manage the content here at InMoment, and today we are talking to Melody Lim, the head of customer experience in Aboitiz Power Corporation. We'll be covering all things CX in the utilities industry, and we've got the perfect guest to answer these questions. Hello, and welcome, Mello.
Hello, Corey.
So to set the scene for our listeners, can you please tell us a bit about Aboitiz Power and the customer experience function there?
Thanks very much for having me, Corey. And a bit of a context, in the Philippines, Aboitiz Power is one of the leading energy companies. And we play in three different fields of power. One is generation, renewables, and distribution. I actually come from the distribution group where we're basically responsible for keeping the lights on in each household in our franchise area. And among the business units, I would have to say that we're the closest to the customers because of what we do. Aboitiz Power is also part of one of the biggest conglomerates in the country, which is Aboitiz Group. And I joined way back in December 2022. I had my second year anniversary on December 6. And my mission then was to move the customers. Thank you. My mission was to move the customers to digital and transform the DU into a real customer-centric organization. And so far, I've enjoyed my past 2 years in the company. It didn't come without challenges, but I would love to say that these are challenges that I really enjoyed.
Well, hearing a bit about your program, it sounds like they have the perfect person in the role. So tell our listeners, in terms of your CX program at Aboitiz, what does it look like and how has it changed over the 2 years that you've been there?
Okay, so a bit of a context. In the Philippines, power distribution still runs in a franchise model. So meaning, as a customer, you don't really have a choice but to stick to the electricity provider where you live. We're also seeing a future wherein the market will be open because our regulators have prepared a regulation to cover that. So that is why our more senior leaders in the company have made that conscious effort or decision to pivot the strategy. We want to make sure that our customers stick with us and have us top of mind once open market happens for energy in the Philippines. So from a leadership perspective, we knew we needed to go beyond keeping the lights on and the rates low. An old school way of thinking would say just keep that bare minimum, but it's different now. So that's where I come in. The past 2 years have been busy for my team as we have been building the foundation that's needed for my team to be successful. And at the same time, we were running sprints to start using this foundation. And a lot of mindset changes also had to happen. There's a lot of influencing and showing because the distribution of the utilities that where our franchises are, they're in the more provincial areas of the Philippines. So it's more familial in nature, more laid back. It's different from where I come from in the financial services industry, like where everything's fast. So mindset had to be shifted and we had to show that it could be done. So a clear example of this was the way we were also looking at data. So in the past, we weren't able to maximize the data that we were sitting on. Of course, in power, you have so much data about the customers, like the consumption, where they live, potentially the appliances that they have, but we weren't using it to the maximum potential. So how it was being done in the past, data was just being used to report KPIs. No one really made time to look at the insights out of these data. If the complaints increase, it's because, this customer reported this and that. So it's very anecdotal. One customer said this and then becomes, you know, it suddenly becomes gospel truth. Nobody looks at the big picture. And I remember asking my team when I was new, what are the drivers for complaints? And honestly, it took them 2 weeks to get back to me. And when they did, it was funny because they dumped a Sheets file because we're using Google, right? So they dumped a Sheets file to me. And that file had each and every row of complaint per customer. And I had to push back and had to tell them that we need to change the way we think and work. I felt like I needed to show them how to look at data more strategically with a CX lens so that we could prioritize what needs to be done. Otherwise, it'll be a per customer and it won't be sustainable for us. Mm. Now I have a CX data analyst who tells everyone what drives specific dips and uplifts in our complaints, requests, customer behavior. And we all we as one CX, we use that to all agree on what needs to be prioritized. So that's just one example. But before they were thinking, no, it cannot be done. We just need to do it operationally. But now there's a lot of my team members in the distribution utilities would be like looking at it strategically, looking at it in terms of like drivers. But of course, it's a work in progress.
It sounds like you guys have taken on quite a few initiatives there over the past 2 years, and there's lots to be done. Can you tell some of our leader or our CX leaders listening, what are some of the challenges that you've run into leading this, being a leader of this kind of project?
For Aboitiz Power Distribution Utility, you know, CX was not just considered as a project. It was really a department created to be responsible for delivering engaging experiences to our customers. We are also responsible in harmonizing the processes within the whole group, because I forgot to mention earlier that for distribution, there are like 5 different companies, distribution utilities situated in different parts of the Philippines. And each company would have their own processes. And the goal is for us to harmonize that so that we can unlock potential opportunities for growth in each area that we serve. So this transformation, it didn't come easy. The challenges, it came along the way. But if I were to pin it down to what was most difficult, Corey, it's really changing the mindset and the habits. AP is a company that spans decades. I remember during my first week, I met people, no, not first week, but first month, I met people who have been there since they came out of uni. Maybe 20 years. The longest I heard was 35, 36 years. And I remember making comment, he was already working when I was 2 years old. And they essentially built ways of working that could be difficult to transform because it's ingrained in mm-hmm. them already. And we also have to remember that the distribution utilities, they're closest to the customers. They can be very operational. They're close to the day-to-day. And their main goal is to really, like I said earlier, keep the lights on, right? To ensure that operations are running smoothly. So there were thought processes that needed a little updating. Example would be engaging with customers. So I don't know if you've ever still experienced receiving flyers, paper inserts. So traditionally, before I came in, actually, even in the first 2 months that I was in, they were still sending flyers, inserts. They were asking customers to subscribe to our app, Mobile AP, but they're doing it through a paper insert. So you want to go digital, but you're doing the communications manually, right? And it was unaligned with our digitization strategy. So we had to show them that there are ways to reach customers digitally. So we had to create digital campaigns. We had to do we're still doing SMS campaigns in push notifications, Facebook, etc. We just had to show it so that the teams would see that there are other ways to reach customers. So we also had to accept that we need to take it one day at a time. We also had to choose our battles in CX. We zoomed into those that would help us show results based on our mission. And what was critical to us was that conscious effort of the team to focus on what truly mattered. And the moment that we in CX started showing results, soon enough, we were seeing other teams that wanted to follow and copy what we're doing. And we're happy to share the learnings to them.
Oh, that's so great. It's great to hear. You mentioned changing mindsets. That's definitely one of the hardest things to do.
It is the hardest.
In terms of more tangible results, it would be hard to quantify when results change or when mindsets change. But have you seen any more tangible results since of this transformation project since kickoff?
Okay, so this is a part where I would love to do the mild humble brag, Corey.
Of course.
So in just 1 year, actually, the team, we have been able to more than triple our digital subscriptions in our digital channels. So in our app, Mobile AP, it's been there since 2019, 2020, so pre-pandemic. We also have electronic bills being sent by SMS. We call it e-bill text. And when I joined, we had combining those channels, unique customers for those channels, we have around 200,000. So that's when I joined. And we closed 2023 with around 700,000, and we only have a million customers, right? So that's 70% of our customers already on our digital channels. All because we had to do these programs, projects that would really change and transform the way we're doing things in the DU. We've also implemented agile and hybrid project management. So for app, the feature was, when I joined, was plainly being able to access your account summary and your bill. Now, because we've embraced agile and hybrid project management in CX and we've implemented that, we have payments, outage notifications. We even have family sharing. So imagine if you're a household of four and like you have your parents or you, your kids, all of you can have access to the app and check your bills and pay for it. So it's not limited to just one user or one household. And then you can also link your social media accounts so that it's easier for you to like get your notifications for outages, etc. And that's because we had to pivot our ways of working. At the same time, we were able to implement three major enterprise platforms in just 3 to 6 months. And actually, one of them is InMoment. I also had to start from scratch because we didn't have any of these platforms. We had to create our own functional enterprise architecture for CX. And we know that these three major enterprise platforms are what we need. And usually for enterprise projects, right, deployment can take so long. But we were able to do it in just 3 to 6 months. So those are the tangible ones. And now we're enjoying, like going back to the platform, we're now enjoying the use of these platforms. That only goes to show much of the transformation, apart from being able to convert 70% of our customers to digital channels. It's having these foundational platforms that we are using in the company now to engage customers more.
Amazing. Well, you guys, you're the perfect person to ask this question. I always ask it to our guests, but I'd love to know your perspective. Do you have any advice for other leaders in this space? And would you have done anything differently?
Okay. I think it all comes down to three main things, right? So the first thing is to be clear with your mission. So in CX, we tend to have, like CX in general, like we tend to have that identity disorder. That's my opinion. That's my observation. Because as a CX professional, we end up thinking or asking, am I marketing? Am I customer service? Am I doing surveys? Am I doing projects? So it can be, on a role perspective, it can be confusing even for organization, different organizations. Suddenly everyone wants to become CX and no one is truly responsible and accountable. So I think as leaders, we have to align our thinking with our organization's overall strategy and see what we can commit to as our mission and stick to that. So thinking about it, If you've read the book by Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits, right? Habit 2 is to begin with the end in mind. So for me, that was clear, to move customers to digital to deliver more engaging experiences. So everything that I had to build and set up in my team was all hinged on that mission because it was clear to me. The second one is prepare for success, but get ready to fail, right? So like paradoxical, right? So our leaders in AP, they encouraged us a lot on making bold and educated decisions. So we were empowered to make things happen. And while the wins are, they're celebrated, you know, failures are acknowledged. It's not frowned upon. So my direct leader, he basically told me not to be so hard on myself because I have that tendency to be so demanding on myself. So he told me not to be so hard on myself when things don't go as planned. So that mindset of growth allowed me to always be accountable and quickly pivot whenever there are issues. So this is the same mindset I had to push down to my team. So we were always preparing. We were always prepared to win. But we know that we cannot get it perfect. We cannot wait for perfect. So we're ready to fail and shift gears anytime because much of our culture in Aboitiz Power allowed us to do this. Lastly, it's ask for help and ask it loud. So, right, as leaders, we have the tendency to think that we always got this. Right? We're expected to figure it out. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in that leadership positions we're in now. But more often than not, our successes are actually a combination of hands, hearts, souls, minds that help us. I wouldn't have been able to drive these changes in AP if I didn't have the best team members supporting me all the way. If I didn't have an empowering leader who always encouraged me and told me he's got my back. And if I didn't have strategic partners like in moment, right, that always thought of ways to help me. And honestly, if Aboitiz Power was not an organization that was genuinely helpful and collaborative, I mean, it wouldn't have been as successful 2 years for me. It's not perfect, Corey, but my realization is that I just really need to ask for help. And I need to ask it loud so that, you know, loud enough so that people will know how to help deliver the mission. So if you ask me right now, I really, everything that I feel is gratitude, because I know that not all leaders or employees have an opportunity to work in an organization like ours. But if there's just anything that I would have done differently, maybe it would have been to raise my voice even louder.
Oh, well, that's a lovely place to end on. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your ideas with us. And thank you to our guests for listening to the XI Cafe podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for more episodes like this one in the future.